Today is Thursday, and that's the day we read from your email. Michelle's interviews on Tuesday with Marine wives whose husbands are serving in Iraq upset some listeners. Priscilla Robinson of Tucson, Arizona, found the interviews, in her words, tasteless and, well, just plain insensitive. She writes, I understand that you want people to remember that this miserable war is hurting a very few people very deeply. I would like to think that most of us who listen to ATC do know that and think about those people a lot, without them having to reveal themselves in such a way to a national audience. Could you have found a way to make the point without trying to peel away their defenses?
Several people wrote in about a report Monday by Claudio Sanchez on the legacy of Brown versus Board of Education in San Francisco, an opposition to desegregation by parents, including many Chinese Americans. Steve Zeman, who's a father of a 10th grader at San Francisco's Lincoln High School, had this to say, I can tell you that it's not only the Chinese community which is affected, but others as well. Most of us understand and support diversity, but we are loath to have our own children sacrificed as part of a social experiment and assigned to a high school well below accepted standards. It is a sad commentary on the school system here.
Sergio Blandon attended school in San Francisco between 1970 and 1981. He says that, as a Latino, he was bused for kindergarten through third grade from his home in the Mission District to a school in Chinatown. But that, he writes, didn't mean that the schools were really integrated. What did we do in class and at recess? We sat and played together with all the kids who rode the bus together. That happened to all the kids who rode buses from other neighborhoods. So we got bused 35 minutes away from our neighborhood school to hang out with the kids from our block. This still happens today. All kids want is a fun place to learn.
And many people on April Fool's Day felt like Tom Powers of York, Pennsylvania, who said of our spoof on portable zip codes, great story, true genius. When I listened to the Go Postal story, I became more and more infuriated, thinking, has the world gone completely nuts or what? Then I realized, it's April 1st.
Well, not everyone agreed. Chris Hare of Louisville, Kentucky writes, this is one holiday I would love to see fade into oblivion. Once per year, we are encouraged to intentionally deceive others as entertainment and then laugh at them when they believe us. I believe most people listen to NPR because they trust it. Don't betray that trust by buying into the idea that fooling your listeners is fun. Quality reporting is something NPR has in much greater quantity than other radio stations. Don't dilute it with fabrications such as the portable zip code story. And Chris adds in a postscript, yes, I swallowed the whole thing, hook, line, and sinker.
Well, we won't be fooling you till next year, but you're still welcome to let us know how you feel about the program. Send your comments to atc@npr.org. Be sure to include where you're writing from and a guide for properly pronouncing your name.
Here are some names we'd like to pronounce. Bob Boylan, he's our director. Steve Drummond, our editor. And Graham Smith, he's the producer. The technical director is Michael Cullen.
NPR's national desk editors include David Sweeney, Julia Mitrich, Ann Hawk, Michael Fields, Ken Barkas, Kathy Shaw, Barbara Campbell, Andrea DeLeon, Alyssa Barba, and Kate Concannon.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.